Because they realize that if they push the selling of masks, it is tacit acknowledgement that we are in the midst of a plague, which makes their no mask mandate a no fault to the hospital/clinics if people catch COVID law an act of monstrous societal neglect. Like, for reals, the stories of people going to the doctor or to the hospital for minor surgery and catching COVID and dying are horrifying to me. There was a nurse that spread it all through the floor, and the law protects the hospital so the loved ones can't get justice. Or like, there was a family that all had COVID, and they went and visited their relative in the hospital and spread the sickness around, and there's no charges that can be leveled because there's no mask mandate. And it was something like, God wants us to spread it. I have not had COVID. I do not want to have COVID. I have a dreadful feeling that if I get COVID, it's going to permanently debilitate me. Like, remember Science Girl? She got ME. That's why she's gone. She was so vibrant and energetic. Her brilliance has been muffled. And it's scary because I've seen people mentioning that life insurance companies are asking whether they've had COVID and raising their rate/denying coverage. How much will it suck to get a debilitating condition due to COVID and have an insurance company deny coverage? We don't even know the long-term effects of COVID on the populace. I guess the Spanish flu epidemic back in the day has been tied to large surges of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's in the population. So like, you catch COVID now and they deny you Parkinson's care later. Scary. And I feel so bad for the children. Like, a teenager taking off their mask/refusing to wear their mask is one thing. You have bodily autonomy, dude. Hope you live to regret your foolishness, but there's nothing anyone can do to stop you. But a small child? Mom groups are talking about their kids having multiple cases of COVID. Like, I don't know what those parents are doing, but their small children are having like 3 to 4 in a school year. And the parents are like, well, the whole family's caught it again. What can you do? And now they've got it where schools don't have to tell parents when their children have been exposed. They have kids going to school sick and everyone's like, if they die, they die. So many stories of everyone in my kid's class has pink eye right now. It's the fourth time. I'm just really scared for the future. Like, they had doctors and science people that caught COVID before there was a vaccine take a memory test. And like 60% of them failed. Who wants their loved one to be damaged or die because, whoops, I said 300 milligrams, but I meant 3. Scary times.